I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, August 31st, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Hazy sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 87 degrees.
A crash being cleared on Legacy Parkway. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. A man is in jail after police say he set fire to three different churches owned by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in southern Utah. Police reportedly chased the man all the way from St. George to Zion National Park before they took him into custody. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Investigators say their first fire was reported at The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints building near 1300 South and 3000 East in St. George. But shortly after that, they heard about another fire at a different chapel. Their statement says officers checked other chapels and their suspect was seen walking out of a church on River Road and he took off. The chase reportedly went through Hurricane and Springdale and the man's tires were spiked twice before he reached Zion National Park. Once there, investigators say the car crashed, caught fire, and the suspect was arrested. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Two people are dead following a crash in the West Desert. Utah Highway Patrol says one vehicle was traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes on I-80 in Tooele County when it hit a pickup truck head-on. Both drivers died on impact. Troopers say a passenger from the pickup was flown to the hospital in serious condition. This happened just before 11:30 last night. The victims have not been identified. KSL's top national stories this half hour. A group of Republican lawmakers is criticizing the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan, saying Americans should not have been left behind. Representative Michael McCaul joined the group this morning at a press conference.
I never thought I would see this in my life. It's embarrassing, it's shameful, it's wrong to our veterans who served so well.
The group also criticized the Biden administration over leaving equipment in Kabul. ABC News senior Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez says not all the U.S. equipment left behind will actually be used by the Taliban.
What the United States did here was they ensured that they would be inoperable so that the Taliban cannot use them. That's not the case with the American equipment that was supplied to the Afghan military. Lots of that has now gone into Taliban hands. Some of it may not work. Parts of it will, particularly the vehicles. There were tens of thousands of Humvees and four Ranger trucks that were provided to the Afghan military over the last two decades.
It's estimated the Pentagon left behind tens of billions of dollars worth of equipment given to Afghan security forces. Concern is growing for those who are still in Afghanistan who now need help. Babar Baloch with the United Nations Refugee Agency says that there are millions who need humanitarian assistance.
Majority of them, young women and children, they need the world's attention in terms of keeping the focus on their welfare and safety and security, but also trying to provide them with the humanitarian assistance which is required for them.
Groups of refugees from Afghanistan could be arriving in Utah as soon as next month. One group helping them resettle once they arrive says a few hundred cases have been assigned here. Catholic Community Services Director of Migration and Refugee Service, Aidan Batar, says they'll need a lot of help.
We're going to have to prepare for their housing, household items and furnishings in their apartments. We have to get them a job to help them with their medical. The children have to be enrolled in public schools.
Batar says you can donate at ccsutah.org. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. Power is out to millions in Louisiana thanks to Hurricane Ida. Gas is also in short supply. Governor John Bel Edwards says officials and residents will be dealing with the aftermath for weeks.
80% of all the rescues done in the state of Louisiana were done in St. John the Baptist Parish yesterday. Very resilient and hardy people, many of whom have decided not to leave. I expect that that's going to change over the coming days because they're going to find out that their homes are not going to be repowered anytime soon.
Officials say power won't begin to be restored for at least 30 more days. ABC's Matt Gutman is talking with drivers in Laplace, Louisiana, who are waiting in line to get gas at one station.
I'm on empty.
You're literally on empty?
Yeah, that's why I keep turning it off.
I'm on empty. You drive a couple feet ahead, turn off the car?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Gas prices could be impacted across the country as well. Fox News reports the storm could drive prices up anywhere from 5 to 10 cents a gallon. We are getting new numbers from the Caldor fire, which is moving into South Lake Tahoe.
Containment has been jumping around, but is right now at 16%. That means 84% of the fire is completely uncontained and out of control. The fire is now at almost 192,000 acres and growing. Flames are just south of South Lake Tahoe, moving into neighborhoods. 486 homes have been destroyed. Firefighters say they expect they might get full containment on September 13th.
That is ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Coming up on KSL, prosecutors in New York are going after people in a major fake vaccination card scheme, and a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a good drive on the Valley freeways, but cleanup continues on a crash southbound Legacy Parkway in Woods Cross. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Your daytime companions.
President Biden, though, finally addressing the catastrophe.
He placed the blame on the Afghan army.
Is the U.S. able to be firm and decisive? Those are the things that are really unnerving.
KSL has news all morning and the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
My girlfriend is really into fashion, and she's particular about what she likes. That's why I went to Shane Company for her engagement ring. I wanted to get it right, and I knew I definitely had three consultants. The only thing I knew going in was that she wanted a platinum ring, and her favorite color is pink. He showed me tons of ring settings in platinum. I learned it's a premium metal that develops a patina over time, and platinum makes a great family heirloom, which is really cool. We picked the perfect style for her. Then we looked at all the options for center stones. He told me that Shane Company is known for their vibrant, natural sapphires. I liked the idea of doing something totally unexpected, so I chose an awesome pink sapphire for the center of her ring. I knew I nailed it. My girlfriend, I mean my fiance, said she couldn't have imagined a more beautiful ring.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company, open every day.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Police have a suspect in custody in St. George accused of setting fire to 3 different churches owned by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is following that story for us this afternoon. 15 people in New York are being charged in connection with a fake vaccination card conspiracy. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
On Instagram, Jasmine Clifford called herself Anti-Vax Mama. She charged $200 for a forged CDC COVID-19 vaccination card and found 250 buyers. For an extra fee, prosecutors said co-defendant Nadeza Barkley, who worked at a medical clinic, would enter a buyer's name into the New York State Immunization Database. 13 people who bought the phony cards were also charged. Some are essential workers who need to prove to their employer they're vaccinated. Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance called on Facebook and other social media companies to prevent the fraud happening on their platforms. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A CDC advisory committee meeting yesterday did not give approval to booster shots. Dr. Iman Ali at Mount Sinai Health believes the FDA and CDC will eventually follow White House plans to offer booster doses by the end of September.
With multiple dose vaccines, we do space them out a little bit more. So that's why we're saying that after 8 months, a booster shot may be necessary.
Members of the CDC committee yesterday voiced frustration with the Biden administration's plan, arguing the announcement got ahead of federal regulators. Utah's governor says it was frustrating to have to report more cases and hospitalizations today from COVID-19 since the last time he held a major news conference.
If there's any good news over the past 3.5 weeks, it's that we have seen more and more people getting vaccinated. And we know that vaccinations are the best way to prevent hospitalization, to prevent death.
But he is discouraged that more people won't get vaccinated. He says he will be meeting more with the legislature this week on things that state law allows or can allow in the future regarding the pandemic. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We actually have a really nice drive in progress on the Valley Freeways in Salt Lake County. If you are traveling I-15, either direction, moving along just fine, and that's between Ogden and Provo. For those who are on Legacy, though, we have just had the crash cleared. That right lane is open once again, southbound Legacy Parkway in Woods Cross. So you are going to be moving along at a good pace with nothing to get in your way and slow you down. We are back to a crash-free commute. Celebrate and be blown away with 50 years of spectacular entertainment. BYU Spectacular, October 7th and 8th, featuring Brian Stokes Mitchell. Celebration of arts, sports, and more. Tickets on sale at BYUtickets.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a little bit cooler today. Let's see what that means for the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Another warm one today with sunshine at about 93 degrees. Still smoky out there, but we've got a front coming in. We'll cool us off. And showers and storms coming your way, especially tomorrow afternoon and evening. Tomorrow's high, only 83. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, is the war really over in Afghanistan? Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby is weighing in. We'll have an in-depth look at his comments coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Do you know how much equity is in your house? Equity appreciation is growing at record amounts, and Associated Mortgage can help put that equity to work for you. Associated Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Today's rate is just 2.375%. With rates this low, now is the best time to refinance and lower your monthly mortgage payment. Associated Mortgage has programs to lower your payment and drop PMI forever. Refinance and get funds to make home improvements, pay down debt, or take that needed vacation. Call Associated Mortgage and get the best rate now at 2.375%. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999 for 2.375%. 30-year rate and a free mortgage analysis.
2.46% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000. OAC Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
2020 sucked the joy out of me. Numb describes me emotionally. I need some Broadway from a center row seat. Pioneer is where we should meet.
PTC opens the 2021-22 season with a musical celebration of Fats Waller and Ain't Misbehavin', September 10th through the 25th. More at pioneertheater.org.
Support is provided by Dominion Energy.
Start fall with everything to do business better during Dell Technologies Labor Day event. Save up to 45% on select business PCs with Windows 10 Pro. Power your workday with savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories. Plus free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Labor Day event.
Hey, friends, it's me again, and I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton. J&J knows that it's been a difficult summer, that we've had to work together to conserve water for the good of our community. J&J would like to thank you for your efforts with a special fall clearance sale. Right now, all containerized trees, all shrubs, all perennials are 20% off. J&J definitely has the best products at the best price and the best service, too. So come to J&J Garden Center and allow our knowledgeable staff to help you in your efforts to search out water-wise trees and plants. And take advantage of their incredible fall clearance sale, too. Take the Lincoln Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
It's J&J Garden Center's fall clearance sale. All containerized trees, 20% off.
Back to school savings. Shopko Optical is offering 50% off lenses with any frame purchase. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam and for offer details and limitations.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man is arrested after police say he set fire to three churches in St. George. Police reportedly chased that man for nearly an hour. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, officials in Louisiana now say power, which was knocked out for over a million people by Hurricane Ida, won't be restored for at least 30 days. Gas shortages are also reported in many cities hit by the storm. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We began the noon hour with crash southbound Legacy Parkway in Woods Cross. That has been cleared. We're back to a crash-free commute on your freeways and your main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little breezy today, partly cloudy up to 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
87 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Biden's to talk to the nation in the next hours, thanking commanders and military service members who executed the evacuation mission in Kabul. Group of Republican lawmakers are criticizing the withdrawal.
Never in my lifetime would I ever believe America would have an administration knowingly make a decision to leave Americans behind.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blasting the Biden administration, saying they're following the Taliban's timeline instead of the U.S. government.
Just 2 weeks ago, the president promised this nation that he would not leave until every single American was out.
Ike Ajayi, ABC News, Washington.
The Trump administration last year negotiated the withdrawal agreement with the Taliban without the Afghan government that set a May 1st deadline for the U.S. to be out. President Biden changed that to August 31st. Power's out in Louisiana. Gasoline's in short supply after Hurricane Ida. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
This storm was every bit as advertised. And the damage that we have seen here and that they're dealing with is just catastrophic.
The utility Entergy in the past hour saying it's restored power to 85,000 customers. Tells the New Orleans City Council some electricity may be restored tomorrow in the city. You're listening to ABC News.
Afghanistan in turmoil. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
It's time for the KSL In-Depth. The last U.S. troops are out of Afghanistan, but at least 100 Americans are still there. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby joined CNN's John Berman this morning when he was asked if the war is really over.
Yes. Yes, it is. There are no American troops anymore in Afghanistan. The military mission, the war itself is over.
No matter what happens to the 100 Americans still there?
John, I don't want to get into speculating one way or another. We don't see a military role here in helping these last individuals getting out. And obviously our job is to provide the president options, but I don't foresee that that's an option right now that is going to be needed. Again, we're focused on making sure we meet our commitment to them. The other thing, John, that I'd like to add is just remember that 6,000 Americans did get out safely, yes, and 123,000 other people, mostly Afghans, vast majority are Afghans. So we did meet a measure of our promises and our commitments to Americans who wanted to get out and to Afghans who wanted to get out. And I just don't think that that should be overlooked.
It's a remarkable achievement. There's no question the number of people who were removed from the country over an incredibly short period of time, it is impressive. There are questions about whether or not it could have begun sooner, correct?
There's going to be all kinds of time to do the forensics on this, John. What I can tell you is that we had been planning for non-combatant evacuation operations all the way back to the spring, back to April. It was something on the plate, and Secretary Austin pre-positioned forces well before the Taliban had been making their moves on the provincial capitals here in early August. Well before that, he decided, weeks before that, to pre-position forces in the region closer to Afghanistan in case we were going to need them. And I would remind everybody that, you know, we went in the span of 48 hours in mid-August. We went from believing we had an Afghan government who was a longtime ally and a partner that we could rely on, and Afghan forces, within 48 hours, to having to develop a pragmatic relationship with a longtime enemy, the Taliban, in order to effect these evacuations.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio. The president is expected to speak on Afghanistan this afternoon. It is set for 12:45. We will bring you his comments live when he does step up to the microphone. KSL News Time 12:19. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake City PD has responded to a new crash at 1300 East 1800 South. If you're on I-15 or any of the other valley freeways rolling along and looking at a very good drive, if you're going to be exiting from I-15, going eastbound 1300 South, remember, construction is blocking off the road at 4th West. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Partly cloudy, breezy today with a high temperature of 93, only 83 tomorrow. A lot cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow afternoon and evening. And get set for more storms at times on Thursday. High temperature that day, 85. We hit 85 Friday as well with lots of sunshine. Pleasant weekend. Sunshine about 86 both Saturday and Sunday. And then sunshine 87 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Breezy, 87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's Noon News. Markets, not much movement on the markets today. They're pretty flat. We'll get you a complete update of Money News coming up next.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tahoe, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthdown.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Nothing says fall like a visit to Box Elder County. With cooling temperatures comes the fall harvest along Utah's official fruit highway 89. The peach harvest is at its peak, and the apples have never been crisper. Box Elder County is the perfect place to enjoy fabulous culture, take in an amazing regional theater production, visit one of many museums, or be inspired by world-famous land art pieces, spiral jetty, and sun tunnels. Stand on the spot where the Transcontinental Railroad came together and changed our nation at Golden Spike National Historical Park. Fall is a great time to visit Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Cooler temperatures bring thousands of birds to the refuge. As you wind your way around the Bear River Refuge Auto Tour, you'll be amazed at the wide variety of species who call Box Elder County home. For more information on events, places, and how you can fall in love with Box Elder, visit boxeldercounty.org in partnership with the Utah Office of Tourism.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 1224. Turning out sleeping too much could be detrimental to your health, just like sleeping too little. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
7 to 8 hours of sleep per night might be just the right amount. A new study from Stanford University compared how people performed if they got too little sleep, defined as 6 hours or less, or too much, defined as more than 9. They found that people both that had slept for too long and who had slept for too little had elevated levels of an amino acid found in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. Both also reported more depressive symptoms than the normal sleep group. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
People sleep 9 hours? Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The FAA is now barring U.S. airlines from flying over much of Afghanistan without prior authorization. Many airlines already rerouted flights weeks ago after air traffic control was handed over to the military during the evacuation. Horror movie Candyman is surpassing industry expectations for domestic ticket sales. The movie brought in $22 million this weekend. Peloton is unveiling a new treadmill that it claims is equipped with new safety features. The company is still facing multiple government investigations for a previous model that was linked to injuries and at least one death. The basic $2,500 Peloton tread now comes with a digital passcode to unlock the belt, a safety key, and a stop button. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 40 points, sitting at 35,360. S&P 500 down by 5. The NASDAQ up by 5. A unique gift for people who turn 100 years old in one part of Switzerland. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
If you turn 100 and live in the Swiss area of Freiburg, government officials will award you 100 bottles of wine. The Swiss newspaper Sunday Morning reporting the promotion. Planning ahead, officials say when one particular resident this November turns 100, in addition to the vino, they'll also give a bouquet of flowers to a woman named Marie Antoinette. No word if her wine will include a California brand called Layer Cake. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And stay with us. We'll check your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
5 days until BYU football.
Steps up to the right and goes deep down the far side. Makes the catch at the 3-yard line. Steps into the end zone with another BYU touchdown.
This Saturday, it's BYU Arizona. Listen all this week to KSL's Unrivaled from 7 till 9. Then Saturday, pregame is at 6:30 and kickoff is at 8:30 on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio. KSL News Radio.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's Sundae.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER for your free, no-obligation cash offer. I
donate plasma with BioLife because I like giving back.
I donate plasma with BioLife because people living with immune deficiencies need my help today.
I donate plasma with BioLife because I don't have a good reason not to.
I donate plasma with BioLife because I get paid.
I donate plasma with BioLife because I like a little extra spending cash.
I donate plasma with BioLife because I want to buy a TV for my bathroom one day.
Whatever your reason, BioLife makes it easy to earn up to $1,200 in your first month of donating. BioLife, there's purpose in your plasma. Visit BioLifePlasma.com to learn more.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Getting early reports of a possible accident. We haven't been able to confirm this yet. Southbound I-15 at University Avenue in Utah County. So far, I'm not seeing any kind of buildup in the area between Orem and Provo, and both directions of I-15 look pretty good between the Point and Spanish Fork in Utah County. The same for Salt Lake County. Good speeds on all the valley freeways. We have had an accident with possible injuries in West Valley, 40th West at about 4700 South. The Park City Area Showcase of Homes is open Labor Day weekend. Don't miss the exquisite homes. Visit pcshowcaseofhomes.com and use the promo code NEWSRADIO for $3 off. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on our forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine rest of the day. High temperatures about 93. Tomorrow it's going to cool down, only 83 the high. We got rain showers, storms coming away, especially tomorrow afternoon and evening. And only about 83 again tomorrow afternoon. I'm Graham Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 89 degrees. Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Utah's governor says the Delta surge is overwhelming healthcare workers right now. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Governor Cox says we are not at the numbers from last winter, but with short staffing and fewer beds, the ICUs are full.
We need people to make the appropriate decisions in their lives to protect themselves, to protect their family members, and to help protect our communities.
Meaning choose to get vaccinated or wear masks. The governor says they will deliver more data in the coming weeks as well. He'll be meeting with the legislature this week again as they have the power for statewide action during the pandemic. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Some staff at University of Utah Health Hospitals are now required to be vaccinated against COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
It's the first healthcare network in the Beehive State to require employees to be vaccinated. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Thomas Miller tells KSL.com U of U health clinics and hospitals want to ensure they're protecting patients and staff. A statement was issued saying the policy goes into effect in late September and covers anyone who has contact with patients or access to patient care areas.
Exceptions are being made for those with religious and medical exemptions. The European Union reached a vaccination milestone today. Axios reports around 70% of adults are fully vaccinated. After lagging in vaccinations earlier this year, the EU surpassed U.S. vaccinations last month. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, is still urging residents to get vaccinated, saying the pandemic isn't over. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Officials in and around New Orleans are conducting rescue operations as many communities south of the city are underwater in the wake of Hurricane Ida. In St. John the Baptist Parish west of New Orleans, Parish President Jacqueline Hotard says those who evacuated should not come back yet.
Currently, the parish is without power and we're without water. So where you currently are now, if you're in a safe place with water and power, that's probably the best place for you to be.
Power is out to hundreds of thousands in Louisiana, and gas is in short supply. ABC's Matt Gutman talked to this family and who is waiting in line for gas at one station.
Our sister-in-law called us and told us that they had fuel here, so we're trying to get fuel in this vehicle and fuel for a generator and fuel for another vehicle.
Yeah.
So it's very hard right now. It's very hard and uncomfortable for the kids.
At least five people have died during the hurricane. 2 weeks from today, California will begin counting ballots in the recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom. Every voter was mailed a ballot, and most will be returned by mail. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles and is tracking what is being returned.
Even though California is overwhelmingly blue, recent polling showed among likely voters that Newsom had a chance of losing the recall, mainly based on a lack of enthusiasm among Democrats to vote. That Republicans could win the recall if they return their ballots at a higher rate. New numbers in from the tracking firm Political Data, Inc. show of the 22 million ballots mailed out, over 4 million have been returned. 54% of the ballots returned have so far been from Democrats, 24% from Republicans. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Salt Lake Schools, mask mandate.
Well, the U.S. military, I'm not sure what that sounder is about, but the U.S. military presence is gone from Afghanistan. But the White House says there should be roughly 100 to 200 U.S. citizens left in the country. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. will get out remaining Americans through diplomatic channels.
We got out 97 or 98% of those on the ground, and the small number who remain, we contacted repeatedly over the course of 2 weeks to come to the airport, to come to a rally point. 5,500 or more did that. The small number who remain, we are committed to getting out.
Sullivan also says officials did try to contact those in Afghanistan before the troops withdrew. With the airlift over, the European Union is already working to keep control of migrant flows and to avoid a repeat of the 2015 refugee crisis after the Syrian civil war. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from Paris.
European Union ministers are meeting on Tuesday to discuss migrant quotas and security threats, but it seems their main plan will be to use Central Asian countries to block refugee flows. To that end, representatives from Austria, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Greece, Denmark, and Germany met on Monday to discuss their joint approach. Austria's interior minister saying, quote, "It is necessary now not only to speak about prevention, but to let words be followed by actions," end quote. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Coming up on KSL, today is National Overdose Awareness Day. Boyd Matheson will join me to discuss the impact of overdoses in Utah. Plus, we'll get a look at your drive.
We do have a crash with Salt Lake City PD on the scene, 1800 South at 1300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
Biggest challenge for the president. Everyone said he's going to bring back America's moral authority on the world stage.
Afghanistan.
Not doing that.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3.
Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
The VA Salt Lake City healthcare system provides resources to veterans beyond healthcare, empowering our veterans in all facets of their life. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, we profile our services that allow veterans to live their best lives. Individualized plans to include nutrition, physical activity, and changes in behavior can lead to better overall health and wellness. VA is leading the way in veterans' health. Hear about one veteran's weight loss journey through our unique metabolic and obesity clinic. Get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to kslpodcast.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
If you've been meaning to get your house painted all summer and think you've missed your chance, relax. You're just in time to go with the pros at Serta Pro Painters. Your local Serta Pro Painters are ready to give your home a refreshing color change inside or out. They'll handle every detail from start to finish, worry-free. Because Serta Pro Painters is a local service you can rely on. You can renew and refresh your walls and your spirit, knowing you're getting the service and expertise you deserve. Your home will be prepped, primed, and painted long before the holidays and your Aunt Mary arrives. To marvel at your home's fresh new look, you'll be the pride of the neighborhood. It's not too late to get on the schedule with a free estimate from your local Serta Pro Painters and get your painting project started today at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. As Utah's healthcare system struggles to keep up with the surge of new Delta COVID-19 cases, Governor Spencer Cox says he plans to meet with the legislature this week. KSL News Time 1237. A record 93,000 people died from overdoses in the U.S. last year, and today is National Overdose Awareness Day. There's an event at Utah's Capitol with speakers and resources. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me now. And Boyd, what is the impact here in Utah?
You know, over 634 Utahns passed away by overdose over the last year, and that's up about 11.5% from the previous year. And it just is indicative of, one, the challenge of addiction and dependence on opioids, and also just kind of that whole path. But it's also about how do we have these conversations different. This is one of those crucial and sometimes uncomfortable conversations that we avoid in our communities, and we have to have that. So tonight up at the Capitol, again, 6:30 to 8:30, really important. There'll be all kinds of great things. There'll be wonderful speakers, great resources, some wonderful music. We're actually going to have one of the singers who also lost a brother to an overdose on the show a little later on today. But these are all things that we don't think about. And one thing that surprised me was the number of elderly people who end up dying of overdose. So you think of someone aging and they become dependent on a pain medication, and then suddenly they're disoriented, they take too much, and they die by overdose. And so there's so many crucial conversations within that conversation, but we have to get to those as a community.
It felt like there were so many resources put into the opioid epidemic before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then last year hit. And then, of course, we had something else to focus on. And do you think that's part of the reason for the increase in what we saw
last year? Yeah, I think we've seen one of the things that has come out of the pandemic is it's sort of been a petri dish for a lot of those things of being isolated, alone, off balance, anxiety, discouragement, depression, suicidal thoughts. And often medication becomes part of how we self-medicate or we self-treat in that. To me, it's really about, one, engaging in that conversation, two, knowing what to do if you see a loved one on that path. And I don't know anyone who has not been impacted by addiction or by overdose death. It's just touched all of us so deeply. And so we need to be able to recognize it. We need to be able to have conversations about it. And then we need to make sure we have resources, including, you know, great medications like Naloxone or Narcan, as they call it, that can counter a drug overdose. And those are just vital things we have to get to in our state.
All right. Important conversations coming up on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3 this afternoon.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.